America's biggest bank, J.P. Morgan Chase, has another problem. In trouble for much of this year over a $2 billion bad bet in the derivatives market, it now faces a lawsuit for fraud over $20 billion worth of mortgage-backed securities it may have dumped on unwitting investors. The $20 billion in securities were part of a bet J.P. Morgan made when it bought the failing investment bank Bear Stearns back in 2008. It's the first action to come out of a working group created by the president looking into the causes of the 2008 financial crash. But it's another platform for New York's Attorney General, Eric Schneiderman, who has long believed J.P. Morgan still has much to answer for.
This was a man-made crisis. It was created by regulatory neglect and greed. And I assure you, without telling you anything about secrets of our investigation, we have not found a trace of evidence that a cop, firefighter, teacher, or sanitation worker contributed to blowing up the American economy. So we got to get this out in the open so they can't rewrite history.
Schneiderman talking to MSNBC last year. J.P. Morgan denies any liability, saying that the New York Attorney General is relying on recycled claims already made by private plaintiffs. J.P. Morgan intends to contest the allegations as baseless and involving actions at Bear Stearns before it was acquired. New York Times reporter Gretchen Morgenson joins us with the details. Gretchen, what's in this complaint and how exposed is J.P. Morgan because of Bear Stearns?
Well, as you know, J.P. Morgan purchased Bear Stearns in a weekend frenzied fire sale back in March of 2008. And so, you know, they took on a lot of liabilities, legal liabilities among them. And so now, years later, we're learning sort of what the practices were at Bear Stearns. And so J.P. Morgan is potentially on the hook for that. It's unknown. This lawsuit does not ask for a specific amount in damages. But, you know, it is something that J.P. Morgan is responsible for, given the purchase that they made back in 08.
Now, if the understanding was that the Federal Reserve or the federal government on some level would make J.P. Morgan right for doing this heroic deal, why this liability and why are shareholders upset and exactly where in the government are they expressing their anger?
Well, the government only agreed to backstop, as I said, the $30 billion. So there was no mention of any government backstop for liabilities beyond that, and certainly not for legal liabilities. That would have been a really open-ended promise that nobody would have wanted, particularly not the taxpayers. You know, I am not sure if shareholders are upset. I haven't spoken to any of them. I think that everyone knows the sort of aspects of Bear Stearns' business, particularly during the mortgage mania, and that Bear Stearns was among the most aggressive packagers of mortgage securities. So I don't think it's a surprise to the market that they would be among, you know, those who would have a tremendous legal liability.
Do we have any idea who might have been affected, who would be the owners of these had these mortgage-backed securities unloaded on them that turned out to be so dreadful?
All kinds of people, your pension, my pension, your mutual fund, you name it. Everybody was buying this stuff, and nobody either did the required due diligence or nor could they do the required due diligence because many of the banks putting together these securities did not let them. But they certainly were not told about the loan problems that emerged very early and very quickly in some of these pools of mortgages.
Is J.P. Morgan Chase's defense here, hey, we were just trying to survive. We do what any bank would do in this circumstance?
Well, what J.P. Morgan is saying is, look, we bought this bank in the beginning of the crisis. They say we did it at the behest of the government. You know, the New York Fed and the Treasury wanted this merger to happen. And, you know, we will fight these charges, but don't forget that this is a legacy issue from a bank that we did not own at the time of the improper practices.
Gretchen Morgenson, business reporter for the New York Times. Thanks so much, Gretchen.
You're welcome.
Stay with us. Coming up, the idea that the evolution of disability rights is an old story in America, and the experience of disability is something not remote. You're sharing your stories at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Tell us how disability has touched your life. You know how to reach us. Post a comment at thetakeaway.org and stay with us.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.